Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Doing good. You know, Craig's birthday was Sunday. His wife Jane's birthday is today. Walt's daughter's birthday is today. And RJ, you're going to Vegas tomorrow because your birthday is what day?
It's Friday.
Friday?
My birthday's on Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Wait.
I'm going to get you a shirt because so, you're going to lose it.
So he's there you go.
What day of the week is it? What day of the month is
RJ that? Is 40. How about that?
Wow.
He's 40 years old. How old were you, RJ, when you started the Buzz?
22.
22.
Holy
cow. Just a kid out of college.
I tell you, I remember coming through Athens, Texas. You were just a toddler. I met your mom at the little sandwich shop there.
What are you trying to say?
Sweet lady.
Are you his father?
I don't think so.
RJ, we have told the guys about yesterday at the Touchdown Club. Any comments from you?
You mean the me still trying to get the skid marks off my back after he ran the bus over and back?
I beat you, RJ.
Did you hear me take up for you earlier?
I did not, Justin. What'd you say?
I said that's what he gets for trying to be honest and say, hey, you know, I was wrong and have some humility and all. And then Bass just, like you said, throws you right under the bus. You got Bazzed.
In true Basil form, though, he exploited the truth a little bit because, you know, we have these super secret meetings before the Touchdown Club season starts. Me and Chris and Debbie, and we're talking about the lineup, and Basil goes to the lineup, and this, I swear to God, if I'm lying, I'm dying. This is how it goes. Basil goes, okay, in October, we're going to have a lady. She's got the greatest Netflix. It's like a Trump impersonation. She's got the greatest Netflix show on Netflix right now. It beats all Netflix. Her name is Kelly Finnglass. And Chris and I literally look at him and go, who's that? And he goes, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. She's the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And goes. And I said, well, Basil, I said, I'm probably one of the biggest Dallas Cowboys fans there is. And I said, it just doesn't really move the needle for me. I said, but we'll probably sell a couple hundred tickets. Well, so yesterday, David with Kelly sitting on the desk, he goes, well, RJ, didn't you say we'd only sell 100 tickets? No, I didn't say 100. I said a couple hundred. But, yeah, that's right.
Well,
RJ.
It was good time.
Basil's a linebacker. He's going to bring you down.
It was a great day. And listen, I was the same way. I didn't know. And Kate last night, Justin, Kate said, I said, have you watched it? Of course I've watched the show. Because I used to watch it back when it was CMT. And then Roger's wife, Samantha, she came.
She's been watching it since CMT the first day.
It is funny how you can have something like that you have no idea, Walt, that everybody else, or at least, of course, it's women. Women majority watch that show.
Change your pace, David.
And did you, Craig? I mentioned the statistic. You know, I think they have 400 million subscribers on Netflix, and so in 27 countries, that show is top 10. 27 countries.
Man.
So anyway, it's just one of those just sort of out of the box things. It just doesn't, you know. But it was great. She was. Hey, listen. The best thing about her is she was. She's really worked her butt off for 40 years this, and they've taken, you know, she's got stuff in the Smithsonian Institution, the Cowboy uniforms.
Well,
she's performed,
Barbie.
You know, yeah, Barbie's had a Barbie. I mean, she's taken it to another level,
yes.
and you had it, you had Dolly Parton and had the Queen, Brian May, do all these things with them. So I give her a great, and you know, she gave Jerry Jones a lot of credit. She goes, what did she say about him? She said one of the most.
He said, "Do your job, and anything else that comes around." And they took that. She met her husband there. They've been there for 30 years together doing that. And she said, "Jerry Jones was just a ball of energy."
Yeah, she says you can't.
He was a winner.
Yeah, you can't be around Jerry without wanting to come up with ideas.
Huh.
And that's true. Of course, the other thing I told her, I said this. I said I got mad watching the show when you guys refused to give the girls a pay raise. They were getting paid like $15 an hour. You got the richest sports franchise in the world. And because they didn't get paid when she was doing it, I said, you know, it's sort of like me playing football. It's me like going, well, I didn't get paid. Nobody else should get paid. And so she didn't go into details on what changed, but they gave them a 400% increase.
400%.
Which they should.
Wow.
I think it's not enough credit, Basil. I know that you get a lot of credit for speakers and stuff, but not enough credit needs to be given to Jessica. Jessica's the one that kind of came up with the idea of bringing her in. And I mean, because a bunch of dudes thinking about having a cheerleading coach at the touchdown club, if it weren't for Jessica, she probably would have never been here.
Yeah, Jessica says I never listened to her, and I do. Listen, I can recognize a good idea. I just had to do my research, and I watched all 8 hours of it yesterday. Hey, by the way, do we have a Josh? Did you get the clip of her talking about one of the Walt? We had a deal where we had two of the little cheerleaders or dancers ask a question, and one of them was, "What advice would you give an 11 to 13 year old dancer aspiring? What are the most important things you could tell us?" Do you have that clip, Josh?
Yes.
By chance? Okay, listen to this. I thought this was, and Roger and you, I thought this was pretty powerful
tough.
For the young girls that were listening there in the room. Go ahead.
Sure.
That's a sore subject for me right now, and it's social media. I've had my cheerleaders be brought to tears over things they've read on social media accounts. So for a young person, I don't care if you're a dancer or you're an electrician, and that is your goal. This social media stuff is damaging. My cheerleaders are, if anybody knows Reddit, I tell them not to read Reddit. People are very mean. I mean, you talk about taking mean girls to the limit. So I've got a new mantra that was just given to me by a preacher, and it's about posting online. And there's three rules. One, is it true? Two, is it kind? Three, is it helpful? If what you're going to post or say is not true, helpful, and kind, don't post it. And for whatever you do, try not to read it.
That's good.
It's killing our youth. If you're a dancer, you go for it. You love that music. You stay in that music. You protect your own heart. That's what it is. It's Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, because everything you do flows from it. That's what I would tell young people.
Oh! You know, it was shame, though, is that, I think, you know, most of us would follow that rule. Yeah. And the problem is we got 9 billion other idiots that just attack and tear down. But when Justin, you got young girls. I mean, it's dangerous out there. You got people just, you know, and you don't even know. You know, there's so many access.
I have 11-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah. I mean,
It's just
RJ. You do too.
Too easy to access.
I feel like I got hit by social media yesterday at the touchdown club by one day of a dozen. Rod, you know how Baz is always beating up on us, and he's done it for 17 years, 20 years.
No.
When did Basil start becoming such a softie and start crying during questions?
I know. I know.
He cries at the drop of a hat.
My guy's over here. He goes, this is Basil. He goes, now I'm going to have a hard time getting through this one. But let me just tell you.
Yep. Well, your testosterone goes up.
He does.
Hey, your estrogen level goes up.
Start reading that letter. Here he is. You gotta tell your story about your grandma.
Well, here's what he does. He says, I'm a man all the time. I'm a man. That's what men do. And then he starts crying about Barbie. A story about a Barbie. He starts crying yesterday. And that's brought to you by the biggest man who eats wings in bed, David Basil, crying about a Barbie story. So
Walt, I don't know if you heard it, and Justin, what I got emotional about, and Josh picked up on it, was about a grandmother, because her grandmother reminded me of my grandmother, but the fact that woman wrote Mattel for 9 years to get a Barbie. And somebody who works hard, like the Broyles Award, spent, you know, all my money and doing all this and didn't know if you were going to make it, or, you know, even like a Justin Moore trying to be successful. when you see somebody that's, and they succeed, I love that story. I mean, it resonates with me, and that's why, you know, when I read that, I thought, man, she was determined. She wrote every year for 9 years, and she finally got it done. And anyway, yeah, you're right, RJ. I don't know. I'm getting soft in my old age.
It's all right. Listen, we're out here this morning before we got started, and he said, Raj, can you imagine the perfect colors? The sunrise is coming around. It's so beautiful. We just looked and stared at it.
Did want to say, RJ Drew Glover, who was with Natural State Wholesale, brought his daughter out there yesterday. That was cool. I was glad to see some of the dads that came in there with their daughters and obviously the moms. So
it was the largest contingency of women
ever.
That was the first by a lot. Like the Midtown Plumbing folks, RJ, you know, that sit right in front of Summerwood. Now, David Jr. brought his wife and mother-in-law. And, of course, Samantha came with me. But all the Midtown Plumbing, it's usually a dozen dudes. It was all ladies right there. So women came and took over.
Plumbing was different.
Speaking of Midtown Plumbing, they're sponsored the Touchdown Club, but they were also last night at Justin Moore's event. Kyle Jackson, RJ, was out there. And you know, just another odd thing, I didn't get a chance to say it last night, but everybody sort of chipping in when we did the sign for Justin Moore. Yeah. We needed water run to it to be able to do the plants around it. And Midtown Plumbing did that for free. Yeah, Kyle and those guys went out there and got that done. And I just love everybody coming together, helping each other out.
You know what it was? But when you hear it goes like this. What Midtown Plumbing did?
Maybe.
By the way, Baz, did you see that the Justin Moore sign was featured in the Bobcat commercial when Justin was given the lawnmower?
I saw that. Sure did.
I saw that. Looked good.
And it looked very good.
It looked real good.
Let me tell you what. When you got a 10-foot sign, it better be in every video.
Darn right. You got that right, bud. You got that right.
RJ, how do you feel about the game Saturday? You think the Hogs are going to win it or no?
I think they got a much better shot than what they've had the last 5 weeks. You know what's crazy about it, guys, is that I saw a number that Arkansas's offense ranked towards the top of the SEC with the likes of Alabama, Vanderbilt, all these teams that are winning. But their defense is so bad that it just doesn't give them a shot. And so I think offensively, they've got a shot in every game if they can get a dadgum stop. It is so frustrating. And Basford, you've been an old defensive guy. It's got to be frustrating to watch. You go, my God, what gives? What gives? And Bobby's doing everything he can to get a team across the finish line. You score 42 points in a ball game, you should win that 9 out of 10 times. And so, okay. I mean, I do like her. Do what?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You're good. Go ahead. You like
her? I think this weekend, I would give them a puncher's chance to win, provided that, they can get off the field once or twice.
You hear an amazing stat. Listen to this. I don't know if I've ever seen this much disparity within a team. So there are 134 teams in FBS level. Total offense, Arkansas is ranked fourth in the country. Fourth at 134. As far as total defense, ranked 124th.
Ooh.
So, and then you look at, how about third down conversion? We are number three in America in third down conversion with our offense. If you look at third down conversion for the defense, 116. I mean, it is amazing how bad, both are sort of bad. Yeah, between the two, your offense is that good and your defense is so bad the other direction. I was trying to think of that Chad Morris years. Was the defense as bad in the Chad Morris years?
Special teams was bad.
I looked the other day. So the 2019 defense was really bad. And the 2022 defense, I think they're approaching 2022 levels, I think. But those two defenses are the two worst, I think, in Arkansas's modern history.
We're averaging, well, we're giving up 32 points a game. Yeah, 32 points a game. We're ranked 119 out of 134.
Bobby brought in these NFL guys to come and try to fix the defense after Williams left. And I don't even think it's a coaching thing anymore. I think they just don't have a talent. They've got a talent issue. You watch some of these defensive linemen for Arkansas, and they're getting pushed around like they're just standing still. And I guess it goes back to recruiting when Sam was here, but Bobby brought in some guys that they know what they're doing on the defensive side of the football, and the talent's just bad. call it what it is. And I know people say don't call out kids, but, you know, at this point, you see what you see on tape. The guys on the offensive side of the football are doing their job. The guys on the defensive side are just not good.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have Bobby Petrino on the show tomorrow at 7:30, so we'll hear what he has to say about that. Well, RJ, listen, have a great birthday. Here's from the 501. RJ. From the 501, RJ said there will not be 100 people at the Hog game this weekend.
It loves RJ. Well, have a great time, bud.
Yeah, happy birthday, bud.
Happy birthday.
And you know
bud.
What? That, and you know what? Baz is going to cry if they win.
Maybe.
RJ,
see you, Hawkey. Say hello to your wife.
Hey, don't forget, we got another female coming. We got Holly Rowe at the Touchdown Club on Monday. So,
yeah.
You going to have a booster chair?
We'll be doing that.
You going to have a booster for it?
Wow. Thanks to Natural State Wholesale for sponsoring RJ's segment. Appreciate Don Grisham. And I mentioned Drew Glover was there yesterday. So go out there and check them out for all your flooring needs or anything else. Check out their warehouse as well. RJ, have a great birthday, buddy.
Thanks, Hawkey. Love you.
Thanks, guys. Love you, Steve. Talk to you later.
Hey,
buddy.
I get so tickled when Holly Rowe is on television.
Yeah.
They have trouble getting her in the shot with the big, taller coach or whoever she's interviewing.
Bill Self, especially, is the one where there's the biggest disparity, yeah.
She is everywhere. Yeah.
But, Walt, you're right. If you look at the premier games, she is the top one.
Yep.
And I found out yesterday, I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, she fought cancer and survived a pretty serious cancer scare. And she's got a foundation, and I think there's going to be something special happening in Arkansas about that. Yeah, I think so. So we'll see what happens. But every major game, she's there on the sideline.
And not just one sport.
Yeah, basketball as well.
You know, she's in all the sports.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, football, basketball,
Craig,
and softball.
It's softball too. She did.
Wow.
She's a hard worker. You know. We talk about staying busy. You know, she is all over. You know, having to travel, and she lives out in Utah. But anyway, I think that if you're a young broadcaster or you've got a kid that wants to be a broadcaster, bring them next week. The Touchdown Club, that'll be on Monday. Craig, I don't think you ever get to be a part of You Make the Call with.
We're gonna introduce Walt first.
Yeah, let's
introduce Walt.
Yeah, since we're so late, let's just do that on the back. So let's take the break now. Come back. We'll introduce formally. Okay. Do want to thank Sigma Supply for sponsoring Walt.
I've got to get back to my wife's birthday, but I'll be listening.
All right, Craig.
And I'll be learning.
Craig, do we need to sing happy birthday to your wife? Do you want Josh to sing happy birthday?
To the tune of Sharp Dressed Man? Yeah, I'll do that for you.
Well, tell her happy birthday, Craig.
All right.
We need to know where you're
at? Well, I was at the Arkansas Public School Resource Center's fall conference yesterday, and actually it tied into what we've talked about already when Secretary Oliva got up and talked about the impact of social media on Arkansas's performance in the classroom. Phenomenal how all of that ties together. And once again, morality cannot catch up with technology.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Thank you very much.
Wow, Craig on
air. Quote me. You can quote me.
We're quoting it. See you, Craig. Have a good one. Have a good one. Great. Thanks for coming out here, man. What needs to get out here?
Yes.
We're here at the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. We're presented by Oakland for our 3 days out here. Justin, it makes you want to have a club out there. The sun coming up out here, getting a little warm.
I like the Billy Walsh.
Great in bed. There might be gully washers a little bit later in the week. We'll see. All right, don't go away. 826.